Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day as we face a great crisis. Walter Russell Mead, who is one of the smartest heads out there in terms of foreign policy and world politics, says this is the greatest crisis of the Biden administration. And it frankly could spell an end to Biden's presidency. How will he handle the fact that there are three Americans who have now given their lives? And what exactly is the next step? One of the steps that President Biden has confirmed is he is going to be there when the bodies are returned from Jordan, where the murder took place by Iranian-backed militias, that those bodies will come back on Friday, and the president, having confirmed the request with the families of the three soldiers who died all want the president to be there to receive their bodies back to our country for their burial. The presence of Joe Biden gives some indication of the importance that he puts on this. He also is simply waiting to decide what is the next step. Will it be the sinking of an Iranian spy ship in the vicinity of the Red Sea? Will it be a an attack on Iran itself or some of the militias allied with Iran? It will be something more than sanctions. We will be talking about that. We'll also be talking about what's next up for President Trump. There is another major case where the prosecutors have been demanding $370 million. That's on top of the $83.3 million. What are the chances that President Trump is actually ever going to be compelled to pay that money to E. Jean Carroll in the one case and to the state of New York in the other case? We'll talk with legal scholar John Yoo coming up about Trump's upcoming trials, and will they have an effect on our choice of the next president of the United States? Speaking of which, we'll also be speaking to George Will, who sees in the American political sphere enclosing darkness and advancing crisis and horror. There is only one force that George Will, the great conservative columnist, sees preventing the United States from falling into this morass and this chaos and this abyss of negativity. What is that one force, the single candle before the onrushing darkness, as he puts it in an unforgettable column? We'll speak with George Will about that. And also the border bill. What's unbelievable about the border bill is everybody seems to have an opinion about it. I certainly do. But nobody has actually seen the actual details of what the senatorial negotiators had agreed to. And we'll be speaking with Ruben Navarrete about that bill, and also about the racial issues in this campaign and the way they impact Nikki Haley's attempt to win the presidency. Also, is there a secret weapon that the Democrats are planning to use? The secret weapon involves the Super Bowl. It involves the Kelce brothers, and it involves, of course, Taylor Swift. We will be getting to that as well. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Okay, a column by Walter Russell Mead, and it is unforgettable and important. He writes, as the White House ponders its response to the attack on Tower 22, the U.S. military outpost in Jordan, the news from the Middle East could hardly be worse. From Gaza to the Red Sea, and from Jordan to Iraq, a stream of unprovoked attacks by Iran and its proxies are driving President Biden into the greatest crisis of his presidency. One of the things that people forget is that Hamas is hardly an independent operator. It is also a client of Iran. Most of the money for Hamas comes not only from money they've been able to steal from the UN and other forces, UNRWA, in Gaza, but comes directly from Iran. Many Americans find our involvement in the Middle East both frustrating and confusing, writes Walter Russell Mead in the Wall Street Journal. It is frustrating because peace and stability seem impossible, and because American efforts to promote democracy or otherwise pursue a values-based agenda in the region produce nothing but disappointment. It is confusing because many Americans simply don't understand why our country keeps investing so heavily in a faraway place when we face so many urgent problems at home and in other parts of the world. Nevertheless, writes historian Walter Russell Mead, 10 successive American presidents repeatedly learned, often to their chagrin, that the Middle East can't be ignored. And then he describes the Middle Eastern-based crises that one president after another, even presidents who were considered generally successful. Ronald Reagan, the biggest crisis that he ever encountered, the one time that people talked seriously about impeachment against President Reagan, was the Iran-Contra affair, and involved President Reagan's desperate desire to get U.S. hostages released who had been basically kidnapped, and were some of them killed by Hezbollah, still a player in the region. And every subsequent president since Richard Nixon has been bedeviled by the problems in the Middle East. As Mead puts it, the seizure of the U.S. embassy and dozens of hostages during the Iranian Revolution gutted Jimmy Carter's hopes for re-election. Between the 1983 Beirut bombing that killed 241 American military personnel and the Iran-Contra scandal, the Middle East gave Ronald Reagan the worst moments of his presidency. George H.W. Bush fought the Gulf War. Bill Clinton once said, "I am a failure and you have made me one." That's what he told Yasser Arafat after the Palestinian leader rejected Mr. Clinton's proposed solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The Middle East continued to haunt American presidents during the 21st century. The Iraq War defined the presidency of George W. Bush. Barack Obama desperately wanted to avoid Middle East entanglements, but found himself bombing Libya and fighting ISIS in Syria and Iraq, even as the battle over the Iranian nuclear deal loomed over his second term. The Abraham Accords and his struggle with Iran helped define President Trump's foreign policy. And now Mr. Biden, much against his wishes, faces the possibility of American involvement in a regional war. As these 10 presidents learned, what happens in the Middle East often doesn't stay there. The region's dominant role in global energy markets means that even countries like the U.S. that don't depend on Middle Eastern oil cannot escape the consequences if regional instability disrupts the flow of oil and gas to places like Europe, India, China, and Japan. There is more. There is also more on the Trump legal entanglements. Are they serious or just a political tool for distraction from Trump's more important messages? We'll talk about that with John Q of University of California at Berkeley coming up on the MedVed Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A number of commentators have made the point that President Trump had a tough week last week, culminating with the verdict in the E. Jean Carroll case, where he has to pay her damages, both punitive damages and compensatory damages. for $83.3 million. And that was a tough week for President Trump. This week, a lot of people are saying could be even tougher, because by the end of the day tomorrow, Judge Engoron in the New York fraud case against the Trump business empire could end up, well, the prosecutors are asking for $370 million. What does all this mean? And what comes next in the array of legal challenges for the former president who wants to be the future president? Nobody knows better about what's going on and understands it more deeply, it seems to me, than John Yoo, who is the Emanuel S. Heller Professor of Law at University of California at Berkeley. He's a non-resident senior fellow at American Enterprise Institute and a visiting fellow at the Hoover Institution at Stanford. John, you've had some publicity recently for comments you made about the assessment of what the damages that Trump is looking at, what those payments really mean. What you're saying and have said before in the media, I wonder if you still believe that applies. The main message for Trump is, if you don't shut up on items that have nothing really to do with politics or policy, if you don't shut up on that, it's going to cost you a fortune. Is that the message that is being sent?
Yes. You could say that Trump now has the most expensive curse jar in the world. So you might have had one. I didn't have one, but I saw other people had that. Every time you went to curse, you have to put a dollar in a jar. Well, his is $20 million in insult. Right? So if I were his lawyer, I would say, shut up. Stop talking about Jean Carroll. It's not important. It doesn't have to do with the presidency at all. This is a dispute that he's lost now twice. Every time he opens his mouth about her, he's going to pay more money. The best thing to do is just let it go and focus on what's important, which is running for president. It makes no sense to keep talking about it. And that's actually what and put behind that is the larger issue, which is stop showing disrespect for the legal system. Because the reason he lost this huge judgment, it's a punishment because he essentially defied the first original court case where he was found to have defamed Jean Carroll. So stop showing such utter contempt for the legal system. Obey the judicial decisions and leave it alone and just go off and campaign for president.
Okay, what about the decision that's supposed to be handed down tomorrow about how much he is going to have to pay on this New York fraud case, the case that Judge Engoron is meditating on right now? That's very probably also going to cost a great deal of money to President Trump, isn't it?
Well, that's potentially much more threatening even than Jean Carroll, although it would depend how many more times Trump wanted to insult her. So if he insulted her like 15 more times, he could get up to the $300 million that he could potentially have to pay. But if Trump's net worth, you know, if it's, as he claims, around $1 billion or so, you're talking about him potentially losing 30% of all his money and assets. You would think that that would require him to sell assets, to go into whatever cash he has. Potentially, he also might have to leave New York City. He might potentially, the judge might also order his businesses to all stop doing business in the state of New York. That could be really damaging to his business. But it has the same feature as the Carroll case in this respect. This case also has nothing to do with the presidency. This is allegedly about the Trump businesses inflating their assets to get good deals on mortgages, essentially. But it has nothing to do with Trump's presidency at all. And so, in a way, Trump has done two things. He's made his legal case worse and worse because he's turned that trial with Judge Engoron into a circus. He's gone into court. He's taunted the judge. He's attacked the judge to the judge's face. Right? He showed up and basically tried to represent himself as a lawyer in court, which is never a good idea, let me tell you. And then, but somehow he turned that to his political advantage because it dominated the airwaves, it consumed all the media attention, made it hard for any of his opponents in the primaries to get any airtime, get any oxygen. But now that he seems to be on his way to wrapping up the primaries, he's got to live with all the damage he's doing to himself in the courts.
Well, doesn't this also set up, I mean, there is a possibility, at least, is there not, that at least one of the two Jack Smith cases that have to do with national security and are really much more serious, that those cases may end up going to trial before the election?
This is an interesting thing. I think, you know, when we've talked about these cases before, I've said that the Jack Smith case is really the most serious case and the most important case, because if President Trump did participate in an insurrection on January 6th, then it really should be the federal government that should prosecute him for it and should prove its case before a jury. And you can see it in interesting ways. All the other cases are sort of falling off to the wayside now. It looks like the classified documents case is not really going to move forward before the election. It looks like the DA case that Alvin Bragg has brought that also really is not involving what President Trump has done or not done.
That's the hush money for porn stars case.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to come up with a scorecard with all these, you know, funny ways to remember these things.
The documents in the bathroom at Mar-a-Lago, that's the one case.
So the bathroom documents case doesn't seem to be moving quickly. The porn star payoff hush money case, that one also, you see no attention to it. You don't hear about it moving forward either. The Georgia case seems to be, the Georgia case was claimed that Trump campaign was a huge racketeering and organized crime business. That seems to be imploding because of all
the racketeering of a kind of romantic kind involving Fannie Willis.
Exactly. But the one that's still standing is Jack Smith's January 6th prosecution. Now, right now, it's tied up in court because there's an appeal going up to, I think, ultimately Supreme Court about whether President Trump is immune. Once that's settled, then you're right, we might start seeing a restart in the trials, which could be this summer.
Okay, when we come back, we're talking about which cases of the many, many cases faced by President Trump have anything really to do with his past presidency or potential future presidency. We will get more on that with John Hugh coming up on the MedMed Show.
It's obvious the unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The president of the United Auto Workers claims President Biden is a man that the working class voter can trust.
Biden has a history of serving others. and serving the working class and fighting for the working class, standing with the working class.
UAW President Sean Fain issued the remarks during an interview with CBS News on Sunday. Fain announced the UAW's endorsement of the Biden campaign last week. It's income tax season, and you can now start the process of filing your 2023 federal income tax return. Commissioner Danny Werfel of the Internal Revenue Service assured that efforts have been made to ensure a smooth and straightforward tax filing experience. The Mona Lisa is reportedly left undamaged. That after a group in France demonstrating food insecurity through soup at the iconic painting last weekend in a show of protest. The glass case covering the painting protected it. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
John Hugh, professor of law at University of California at Berkeley, a visiting fellow of the Hoover Institution at Stanford, the author of the delightful and best-selling and very informative book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Supreme Court, part of the Politically Incorrect Guide series. With all of these cases approaching for President Trump, at what point would this be basically concluded? The chances seem to be enormous that whether he wins the election or not, whether he is the new president or not, that some of these legal problems would continue, would they not?
Oh, yes. In fact, as we were discussing just before the break, several of the cases just don't have to do with President Trump as president. And so those cases will continue. You know, winning the presidency doesn't exempt you from, you know, the legal, you know, liabilities that you had as a private citizen. So the Alvin Bragg case would be one that could continue. The Georgia case potentially could continue because her claim, you know, Fannie Willis is the DA in Fulton County, Georgia. Her claim is essentially the things that Trump did as a candidate were illegal. And the courts have said that's by definition not official action. That's your actions as a private citizen. So the tricky thing, and this would be something that's unprecedented for us, as many things are that have been happening with Trump in the legal system, is what do you do if a, with a sitting president, suppose President Trump wins, what do you do with all these cases? They're going to interfere with Trump's job as president. Are we going to allow them to go forward? Does he still have to sit for depositions? Does he have to sit in a courtroom? What happens if he's convicted? So this happened, of course, to Bill Clinton with the lawsuit brought against him by Paula Jones. And Bill Clinton tried to make the argument that while he was president, all of these kinds of cases should be put over. They should be suspended and they should resume after he leaves office because they would be too burdensome. He couldn't do his job as president. This is actually an argument that was first made by Thomas Jefferson, in fact, when he was sued as president. And the Supreme Court ruled, I think it was 8-1 or even unanimously.
I think it was 8-0. It was somebody had recused himself or herself.
Oh, but yeah, that's right. And so the answer was the Supreme Court said, no, if you're president, but you're being sued for things you did when you weren't president, you don't get any kind of immunity. You don't get a pause while you're in office. The legal system will continue. So that's,
well,
I presume
this,
that
this would include, this would include the,
go forward. Yeah.
This would include the $370 million that is potentially on the line in the case. It'll be announced tomorrow, I think. That's the Judge Engoron case for fraud, for criminal fraud by the Trump business empire. That he wouldn't, nothing about his election as president would exempt him from the responsibility to pay that money. Does that money go to the state of New York? Is that where it goes?
Yeah, it's a fine. So it goes to, it's a nice boost to the New York Treasury. In fact.
Yeah, and he's already paid. He's already paid $25 million on the Trump University case for the fraud there.
That's right. So all these kind of cases that are brought by the Attorney General, that are as those cases are brought by DA. As in the Bragg case, those will all go to the city or state of New York.
Okay. Is there anything other than voting against him? Is there any indictment or conviction that could prevent him from taking office if he won the election?
So most of the time, no. The Constitution does only set out three qualifications for presidential office, and sadly, not being a felon isn't one of them. Those founders, they really didn't think of everything. But, so here's one way it could happen is, and the Supreme Court is hearing a case in just a few weeks about whether under the 14th Amendment, Colorado could disqualify Trump from the ballot because he was an insurrectionist. And, many people, myself included, don't expect the Supreme Court will say Colorado can't make that decision on its own, or that the presidency is not covered by that clause of the Constitution, doesn't mention the president and mentions officers of the United States. But suppose Trump is convicted by Jack Smith. Even though Jack Smith didn't charge Trump with insurrection, the facts of the charges stem from January 6th. Maybe states will then turn around after that and say, okay, now we're going to disqualify him under the 14th Amendment, because now a federal court has held Trump did things on January 6th which meet the definition of insurrection. That's the only way I think that any of these ongoing cases could stop Trump from taking office.
That's absolutely fascinating, and it, of course, raises the obvious question. Is there any realistic chance that that case with Judge Chutkan, I believe, presiding, that that could move forward and be resolved before the election?
It's going to be close. So originally,
oh, no.
It's going to be really close. No, I know, that's not what you want to hear. But the original trial date was supposed to be in March, but that's been suspended because Trump took this appeal on the question whether he had some kind of immunity.
Absolute immunity, yeah.
Yeah, and so while that's going up, it's at the appeals court in Washington, D.C. right now, and so Judge Chutkan has said we're not going to do anything until we hear back. Because that could dispose of, if Trump were to win, I don't think he would, but if he were to win, that would end the whole case. So I'm sure Trump will appeal whatever. I expect to lose in the D.C. Circuit. That's the appeals court. It will go to the Supreme Court. That's more months, maybe a month or two if the court's really fast. Then I think Trump might appeal other issues of a similar kind that would also have the effect of ending the case. For example, the Supreme Court has granted and will hear this spring about whether the central charge that's being used against Trump and the other January 6th protesters actually applies to what happened on January 6th. It's not a case involved that where Trump's a party, but if the Supreme Court were to hear that case and strike that down, that would knock out the central charges against Trump that are being brought by Jackson. That would delay the trial even more. So maybe the case could start this summer after the Supreme Court's decisions at the end of June. And if it's a fast, fast trial, maybe it could get done by just before the election.
So President Trump looks like he is more eager to spend time in courtrooms answering the charges against him than he is talking about future policy for the United States on the debate stage against Nikki Haley. Do you think that Trump is going to be willing to debate Joe Biden, or Joe Biden going to be willing to debate Trump, or is that whole thing just a prospect too depressing to even consider?
Well, they could debate them each other in the courtroom. Since President Biden is the actual employer of Jack Smith, maybe they should just make a date to meet and actually with a trial itself this summer. But I'm not sure about this. I think this is really a political issue. Is Trump succeeded in using all these trials to basically seize all the spotlight for the primary? I'm not sure that's a continuing successful strategy for a general election. The court thing, you know, he used that to say, I'm being persecuted, to Republican voters. For independents, I think maybe showing up in court all the time might be a reminder why they don't like Trump. And so it's a good strategy for him to continue showing up in court, continue making a circus out of proceedings. It may harm him in the general election.
Absolutely fascinating. John Hugh, his most recent contributions are posted at our website, plus information about his great book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to the Supreme Court. We will be right back on The MedVet Show. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is extraordinary, the situation that we're in right now with political warfare raging and real warfare raging and American casualties, some of our fallen heroes coming home, the bodies coming home. We were speaking at the very beginning of the show today about this remarkable and important column by Walter Russell Mead in the Wall Street Journal, The Middle East is Biden's Worst Crisis. And the entire country is waiting to see what the promised response is going to be for the death of these three servicemen. And the story that originally appeared in the Wall Street Journal, it's now appeared in the New York Times and everywhere else, about the mistakes that enabled the drone to actually strike the barracks where our soldiers were staying in Tower 22 in the Jordanian border between Jordan and Syria. And all of this also goes to the point that Iran at the moment is denying that they had anything to do with this strike against American personnel. And that's a separate issue from the mess-up. The mess-up appears to have been that we had sent out friendly drones, and those drones were coming back. And the missile defense, or the defense perimeters that were established at that tower, they all functioned perfectly well. There was just a mistake in terms of assuming that the drone that actually hit the barracks and killed the three soldiers and injured, and they now say the injury rate, which is very serious, and some of the very serious injuries, more than 40 people. So this is a major disaster. The point that it involved some kind of malfunction or mistake on the part of our missile defense system, that doesn't take away the fact that somebody was still sending it against our personnel. And they were attacking America because they're attacking Americans. And Americans in uniform who are serving our country. And who actually was behind that attack? The Iranians say it wasn't them. And the acknowledgement seems to be that, in fact, they don't have proof that it was Iranians, at least not yet. The idea that this is going to expand into a wider war, Walter Russell Mead writes in the Wall Street Journal, "The Middle East is on fire today because the Biden administration's core regional strategy to reach some kind of detente with Iran has catastrophically failed. Iran, closer every day to nuclear weapons, is at the point of upending the regional balance of power, even as its Houthi proxies have largely blocked trade through the Red Sea. Meanwhile, the Taliban's humiliation of the U.S. and Afghanistan, the shock of Hamas's October 7th on Israel, and the success of jihadist movements across much of Africa have combined to breathe new energy into global terror networks." Just one word to stick in here. Remember the war against terror? And the idea was, yes, you can defeat specific terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda or ISIS. But the idea of terror, that can't be suppressed, especially when it does have such wide-ranging support from Islamic populations. "The past 50 years," writes Mead, "teach that strategic failure in the Middle East destroys presidencies. As the White House scrambles to respond to Iran's latest attack on American forces, let's hope it recognizes how high the stakes have become." The National Security Council spokesperson, Admiral Kirby, had this to say this morning about the prospects of war. This is clip 8.
"Can you confirm, is the president currently actively considering potential attacks inside Iran?"
"We are not looking for a war with Iran. We are not seeking a conflict with the regime in a military way. And as I said in the opening, we're not looking to escalate here. This attack over the weekend was escalatory. Make no mistake about it. And it requires a response. Make no mistake about that. I will not get ahead of the president's decision making."
"We're not saying either way whether striking inside Iran is or isn't."
"We are not looking for a war with Iran, MJ. I am not going to speak to the president's decisions."
And Representative Adam Smith, a great friend of this show, has been on our air many times, a representative from Washington State here, he talks about a potential U.S. response to Iran. He is the ranking Democrat on the House Armed Services Committee. Listen, clip 15.
"Well, I think you have to go more directly after the source, which is more directly after Iran. And again, Secretary Esper, I think, laid out the options. There are a variety of different targets that would impact Iran. Not all of them are in Iran. But I think you've got to put that on the table, because the calculus right now is just not in our favor. Iran is allowing these attacks to happen with no consequences to themselves. And as long as that continues, the attacks will continue and our service members will be at risk. And that can't be tolerated. You've got to change Iran's calculus and have them bear some of the cost of what they are doing."
And bearing some of that cost, what is fascinating is Joy Reid of MSNBC, somebody who is very clearly Democratic in her orientation, left-wing in her orientation. She was caught on hot mic, cursing, actually, during a Biden story. Here is what she had to say that she didn't particularly want us to hear. This is clip 11.
"Over the weekend, President Biden said he's ready to take action if Congress is serious about solving the border issue. If that bill were the law today, I'd shut down the border right now and fix it quickly. And Congress needs to get it done.
Starting another still trying to kill the deal.
He's starting another blanking war. And by the way, this represents a change in perspective. Jake Sullivan, the president's national security advisor, and by the way, very striking, he's only had one. It's not like Trump, where he ended up with John Bolton and predecessor General McMaster, others. It's been Jake Sullivan, the national security advisor. He said this in September about the Middle East, just a couple of weeks ago. Listen, clip five.
The war in Yemen is in its 19-month truce. For now, the Iranian attacks against U.S. forces have stopped. Our presence in Iraq is stable. I emphasize for now because all of that can change. And the Middle East region is quieter today than it has been in two decades.
With different message from Admiral Kirby today. Listen, this is clip six.
I would argue that we've not seen a situation as dangerous as the one we're facing now across the region since at least 1973.
And he's right, of course. The danger of what happened 50 years ago was there was a real danger of nuclear war between Russia and the United States. And again, unless Congress actually takes action soon to provide more ammunition for our Ukrainian allies, the danger is profoundly enhanced of a direct confrontation between the United States and Russia. The big difference with 1973 is that we, the United States, are less dependent on Middle Eastern oil. But the world economy is just as dependent as before. And the economic disaster that could grip the worldwide economy is profound. And the Iranians know that. We're going to be speaking with George Will coming up, who says we have one candle, which right now is burning bright, to defend us against the oncoming darkness. We'll talk with George Will coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.